In his new book, Water, The Epic Struggle for Wealth, Power, and Civilization, Solomon tells the story of transformative inventions like the water wheel, irrigation, the steam engine, and hydroelectric power. Solomon says some of these innovations are actually at the root of today's worsening water scarcity problems.
There are now 45,000 such multipurpose dams around the world, half of them, by the way, in China. But they were one of the great facilitators of the Green Revolution, because the Green Revolution was not just a matter of hybridization of cropping and fertilization, but needed massive amounts of water.
Water use grew twice as fast as world population in the 20th century, Solomon says. But today, our ability to exploit water can no longer match the demand.
We simply don't have enough water to do the economic things that we need to do with it or want to do with it for 6.5 billion, much less the 9 billion that we are becoming.
According to the United Nations, 1 billion people around the world lack access to safe drinking water, and 2.5 billion people lack adequate sanitation. Poor nations are the hardest hit, with an enormous gap between the haves and have-nots. Solomon says he saw this inequity clearly during his 2004 visit to a rural village in southeastern Kenya, where he gone as a volunteer to help build a simple mud dam.